Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Hi, dear friends. My name is Francis, greeting you all with Christ's peace and love. Welcome to our daily encounter with our Lord Jesus. It is the 12th of March and it is Freedom Friday. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 34. Glory to you, O Lord. And one of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them well, asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than this.' And the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and there is no other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' And after that, no one dared to ask him any question." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise thee, Lord Jesus Christ. The Gospel today reminds us of what our priority is. Our priority is God above all things. To say that we must love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength means that we must give our 100% to the Lord. How is our relationship with God? Do we have our prayer time daily? Or do we always find ourselves busy with many things? Do we prefer to watch TV series or YouTube videos than to pray? Do we prefer to rest and relax than to attend Mass on Sundays and holy days of obligation? Is God alone our life and our salvation? Or do we put our security in our own possessions? God wants us to love as He loves. God loved us first, and our love for Him is a response to His exceeding grace and kindness towards us. The love of God comes first, and the love of neighbor is firmly grounded in the love of God. The more we know of God's love and truth, the more we love what He loves and reject what is hateful and contrary to His will. In the Gospel, Jesus says that there is no other commandment greater than this. I believe that if every single person in the world would follow this commandment, there shouldn't be violence and murders. There shouldn't be bullying or online bashing. There shouldn't be any form of racism in any part of the world. There shouldn't be any corruption and stealing in every government or in any institution. There shouldn't be poor people, as everyone will be sharing what they have. And there shouldn't be any broken-hearted person, as everyone will be caring for each other. How beautiful the world will be if it's only filled with love. Love for God and for one another. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Loving Father, we adore you and we love you with all our hearts. Thank you for loving us unconditionally, for saving us daily, for providing us with the things that we need for us to lead a good life here on earth. We pray that you may give us love, the sweetest of all gifts. May we love you always above all things, with no reservation. We pray that we may love the way you love us. Give us a generous heart. Allow us to be more patient and forgiving to others. Allow us to love our neighbors, to love everyone, even people of different race and different faith, even with those whom we don't agree with, even those who have hurt us. We pray for the gift of love that knows no enemies. All of this we pray in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's such a blessing to have listened and reflect to the inspiring message of the Gospel that we have read today. I hope that all of you listeners are inspired to love more. Please share the love by sharing this podcast to your family and friends who might need an encouragement for today. I am very passionate about my Catholic faith, and I share this from time to time through my personal Facebook account. My full name is Francis Ray De Lara Apo. Feel free to connect with me. I love connecting with fellow passionate Catholics. Please also follow my daughter's Facebook page, which I manage at iana.dxb. The name of the page is just Iana. That is spelled as I-A-N-A. Through it, we also share about our Catholic faith. And lastly, please support my business page in Facebook. The name is Tomato Potato Creatives. We specialize in party styling, photography, and videography. It's a bit tough for our business this time of pandemic, so by your follow and likes, we may be able to reach more people who might be in need of our service. So that's it. This is Francis. Thank you for listening. Until next time, God bless us all.